Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, Bob, we hit this topic a little bit earlier with Tyler Kennedy. This is obviously a gigantic story because one of the greatest athletes who ever lived might be on the trade block at the age of 28. At the age of 28, Connor McDavid has 1 year left on his deal in Edmonton. If he doesn't want, he's making the call here. If he tells them, A, I don't want to play here anymore, certainly not after next season, then their response has to be, well, we need to trade you. And then he can probably even manipulate it a little bit from there. Or he could simply say to Edmonton, I'm going to play my contract out. I imagine he has a full no movement. So he'll probably say, you're not moving me. I'm going to tell this city that I'm going to give it one more shot here. Spill my soul on the ice like I've done my entire career, and then I'm moving on to probably sign the biggest contract in hockey history. Well, definitely sign that contract. So, or he could re-sign with Edmonton. What would you do, Bob, if you were Connor McDavid? What would be your choice if those were the three? Play it out, make it rich. Go to a destination you want, make it rich with a new deal. Or stay in Edmonton and sign.
So it would depend on, if you're asking me, if I had the choice, if it came down to it, I would play it out and see what happens after that and just go to where I will get an offer that not only I like, but a place I'd be comfortable playing.
Yeah.
So, however, if you're Edmonton, you're going to want this decision done before he wants it probably to be done. So
they don't really have a choice, unfortunately.
No, he controls it all. All the leverage is with Connor McDavid. And he knows that. They know that. The fan base knows that. And we've seen in sports now, you can be a great athlete who you would never think would stay his entire career with one team. But so many examples, including Wayne Gretzky, who went from
Michael Jordan,
L.A., all of them. I mean, there's so many that go, you know.
Joe Montana, Tom Brady.
Look at Tom Brady. That's the next guy I was going to bring up. He's been to how many teams? It happens, and it's the way it goes. So, you know, I don't. If I'm him, I'm playing it out. I'm letting him know, too. I said, whatever you do, I'm not going to engage in any contract talks. I want to go to the end of the season. If we have a season that ends in a Stanley Cup and you guys make all the right moves that make my life a little easier, we can have a conversation then. But I'd like as many options as possible.
Man, you're really screwing over your team, though, by doing that. And he's earned it, but that he could leave for nothing instead of them bringing in five first-round picks and a player or whatever they would get.
You asked me if I were him, yeah. That's what I would do.
Me too.
Now, if they want to change things up a little bit, and I don't think it's about money. Honestly, don't. Maybe.
It's always about money,
well,
Bob.
I mean, in his case, he's always going to get the highest price there is just because he's Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
But I don't. To me, if I'm him, it has to be something beyond money. I'd have, you know, what my wife says in this, where she's interested in doing it. I mean, it's a collaborative effort from the family point of view as well. So I would play it like that. We'll see what happens with it. I think Edmund is going to do everything in their power to give him everything he needs.
Yeah.
But also, I'm talking about stuff on that roster that makes him think they can actually take the next step.
If I were McDavid, I would do the same thing you just mentioned. And it would be, I would come out and say it to the city of Edmonton. I would say, I'm here for one more year to try to win again next year. And then I'm going to go and on the open market. And I don't think the people in Edmonton, surely some would, But I think the majority there would commend him. Mm-hmm. And
if Sidney Crosby had done that this past and before he signed again, and by the way, $8.7 million, such a bargain. Yeah. He does it every year, yeah. And it's just, I mean, he's saved them so much more in terms of money they could spend on their roster over these years,
yeah,
which could have, you know, made him a little mad at the fact that they haven't done enough, I don't think, to bring more in over the last 3 years. So he could have been the guy who said, hey, you know, I've done everything I could do here with this franchise. I hope you respect my decision, but I'd like to play it out and see what else I can do.
The closest thing that I can think of to that scenario would be LeBron in Cleveland his last year.
Well, that didn't go so well.
Well, then he went to Miami. The entire city hated him.
Yeah.
But it's how you do it. With this big press conference, or not even the one-on-one with Jim Gray, and he's sitting there. He made people wait, squirm. He gave no answers to anything. So I wouldn't do it that way. I would be grateful to my team.
But he's right, though. It is a similar situation, absolutely, where LeBron took it all the way to free agency. And I think McDavid would, and that's what I think he should do, tell Edmonton.
That's what I would do, yes.
I'm giving you one more year. I love it. It's my 11th year. It's not like he hasn't had a full career practically there. And then I'm going to be leaving. I think he would get a royal send-off.
If he goes to management and says, look, no matter what you do, I'm leaving. But I'm going to give you the opportunity to trade me so you get something back.
Yeah.
I think, first of all, I'd try to change his mind. But if I couldn't, if I knew that. Now, obviously, other teams know that too. They'll find out that. So you don't, you know, the return may not be as big as you want it to be. But at least there'll be a return.
I think it would be the biggest return in hockey history.
You know what I'm saying? When you know the guy wants
out. Knowing that you have to sign him. Yeah, I imagine you would know that when you make the deal.
If you're going to make the deal, you have to give him the top, whatever it may be.
Now, he's from the Toronto area, played his early hockey with the Marlboros in Toronto. So a lot of people make that connection. But if you're McDavid, do you want to walk into that?
Well, if they still don't have a goaltender, no.
That, well, even just walking back into that hotbed in your hometown, I don't know, man.
I think he likes being under the radar a little bit. He's still Connor McDavid, but you can go to places that don't have the kind of media scrutiny that you'll get in the big markets.
Tyler Kennedy said L.A.
Oh, L.A.'s a big market. But L.A. would love to have him. They have a young team. That's another part of
just
this.
Just like Gretzky did.
He would have to have a say in probably where he ends up, too.
Yeah. And oh, he would... He would have.
I mean, if they're going to trade
huge,
him.
Of course, he has all the say. He's a no movement clause.
He has a no movement clause, and he can say what he wants. And again, if you're Edmonton, if you know the end is coming, you're going to want to salvage something out of this before it ever comes to be.
But he may not let that happen, and he may just want to finish it. And then Bob, at the age of 29, a guy who you can make the argument is the most talented player who ever lived
for another decade,
certainly in the top three of pure talent. Top three or four, at 29 years old, and just come get me, wine and dine me. Let's see where I'm going to go.
Who do you think would be the biggest teams?
New York Rangers. Good old Sully will be in on it for sure.
Who else?
I think the LA Kings for sure would be in on that. Toronto, Montreal.
Well, I'm going to discount Canadian teams. I think he may want to come to the United States.
Yeah.
All those teams would be interested, certainly. But, you know, another team that, and I throw this out only because they have so many different things and working on, the Florida Panthers. Right?
Sure.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Sure.
They have guys who are going to, I don't know if they're going to re-sign Sam Bennett or not. It's going to cost them a lot. He may want to stay there. They have guys coming to the end of contracts, a few of them, not this year, but next.
That would be the Kevin Durant plan. If I can't beat you, I'll join you.
Yeah, exactly. And they're going to need, they have a lot of older guys too down there, guys who've been around. They could probably use a Connor McDavid.
Yeah.
And they've made some great trades. They have people in their front office who may be willing to create something to have him go there to continue this.
And everybody likes Florida. Because, we know that.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. If he wants in that environment.
A lot of people like Vegas. What about Vegas? What about L.A.?
Vegas.
I mean, the choices, I think the top choices are obvious. New York, you know? And he would obviously, as a free agent, have his pick.
Yeah, Edmonton cannot allow it to happen, though. They're going to have to figure out something.
I think they're going to go the route of the Angels, where they knew they weren't going to probably sign Ohtani. There might have been a, 3% chance that he was going to stick around, but they still did not want to be the team known as trading away Shohei Ohtani.
Maybe.
But if you have a choice,
Anaheim made a huge mistake there.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why they still are who they are. They're not. They've had all this immense talent over the last couple of years offensively, and they haven't done anything with it.
So they can try all they want in Edmonton. I don't think he's re-signing there. That my gut would tell me that.
What if they go on a run where they finally get over the hump and win the Stanley Cup?
Even better to go straight into free agency from that, you know?
Perhaps.
I don't think Edmonton, you asked me what I thought I would do if I were him. That's what I would do. If I'm them, I can't let it get to that point. Absolutely cannot let it get to that
point.
You
have no choice,
Bob. I have to accommodate him, try to get the most I can for him, if his mind is made up that he is not going to be back there after this year.
But what if his mind is made up, I'm going to free agency? What can they do to stop that? They can't trade him without his permission.
But then I would have to deal with him and say, okay, fine. You've made the decision. Let's play free agency now. But we will help you get to where you want to do. We'll make that deal now for you.
He might not want to.
You don't think so?
He might not. But what I mean, the consolation prize.
This is the problem, and
this is
why I go back.
We get to chase a cup with Connor McDavid again.
This is why, though, I hate these no movement clauses. I know they got introduced into all these sports, but it just handcuffs you as an ownership group and a GM. You cannot. You give it to them, and now they hold you hostage. Basically, you have no control over what this is. An asset you have,
yep.
And you can't do anything with it.
No doubt.
And that's why I would hate. I'd be so apprehensive to give those kinds of things out. I really would.
You wouldn't be so apprehensive if that was the difference between you keeping a guy and not.
What I'm saying is Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby could be different. This no movement clause has trickled down to just about everyone. There are people who are third line people get half no. No, you shouldn't. Unless you're so elite that I have no choice and I'm going to give you what I have to keep you here. No movement clauses should be reserved for only like 1% of whatever sports.
Owners got a bargain for it. They should bargain for that.
Absolutely.
It's too late now. Now it's putting toothpaste back in the tube.
But when these things come out, just like guaranteeing Deshaun Watson all that money, do you think the other ownerships in the National Football League like that? Because now the precedent's set, and more guaranteed money goes out the door. So
what would you give up if you were the Penguins for him? Theoretically, what would you give up?
Well, you'd have to have more than they have. I don't think they can make a deal that would match those of other teams.
I know, but what would you give up if you were the Penguins?
All you have are first-round picks to take you well into the future.
I'd give up anything they wanted except for Sidney. I mean, the whole idea would be him and Sid playing together. I would give up 5 first-round picks, Rust, Raquel, one of my young prospect.
Though, you could end up hypothetically with the same situation Anaheim had for all those years. You have Ohtani and Trout, and you can't do anything.
Maybe. I'm willing to take that chance for Connor McDavid at 28.
You still need more, though, as have we seen in these playoffs.
Sure.
I mean, you can have him and Draisaitl, and you still don't win.
Sure. But the other thing for Edmonton is they still have a superstar to build around if they lose McDavid, and that's Draisaitl.
And he signed like an 8-year deal recently, so he's going to be around.
The ideal situation for them would be, A, to keep McDavid, and B, to get an absolute windfall for him. So if you're the Penguins, I would offer essentially whatever they wanted to get Connor McDavid.
But I think other teams are going to have more than the Penguins have to offer.
Maybe.
What players do the Penguins have in their system or on their roster that they would want other than?
Well, you start with 5 first-round picks.
Okay.
And then you go
You don't think other teams can give you that too?
Then you go to Brian Rust as a guy who could help us win. You go to who are the Penguins' top prospects? A couple of their young defensemen.
Maybe.
their top five prospects. I would give those guys up too.
I just don't think that's going to happen.
Neither do I.
I think,
but it's a theoretical question right now. And if you read Bleacher Report, the Penguins are one of seven teams mentioned as a possible destination. It's not like nobody else is thinking that that's even conceivable. What would you give up, Sean? My essential answer to that is anything they wanted outside of Sidney Crosby.
I agree, and I still don't think that's enough.
That's my point.
They're going to look at teams that either have elite prospects that are either breaking into the NHL or close to it, or teams that are going to be getting, you know, a top three draft pick. When are the Penguins drafting? It's like, what,
11th.
That doesn't move the needle.
And maybe 12th, depending if the Rangers give up that pick this year.
Usually,
they're going down to the wire.
Usually around that time, you're getting maybe a second line guy.
Yeah, and that guy won't be able to play for 3 years.
Generally, I think the number one goal is if you're trading a McDavid, you want to try to get multiple high-end prospects,
who are ready to take over. Right.
Yes.
And I don't think the Penguins have any of those.
Well, I don't know. Some of the worst teams in the league are also some of the worst markets, though. So why would he want to go there? You know what I mean? It's the same as if somebody asked me what I would give for Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes or, you know, Lamar Jackson if they were on the market. Anything they wanted. Anything they wanted, and I'll worry about the rest later.
I guess. I just don't see it happening here.
No, neither does.
But I think it's going to be a very interesting story in this offseason because most of this will happen before they end dropping the puck on the opening of the 2025-26 season.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's talk a little bit about Tyler Kennedy not being big on the Bonino signing and this ESPN quarter century team and Beanie Bishop telling our friend Mike DeFabo there's going to be some new things to look out on the Steelers defense. What did he mean by that? Our first two finalists have been selected. Now it's time to see who's next up. Who's the next Mulsey on the Fan? Come on out to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg on Thursday, June 26th, 7 to 9 p.m. Audition. See if you're the next host we hire on the Fan. You get 2 minutes to give your best, most entertaining take, and we'll pick two winners to go on to our final audition. Don't miss your chance on Thursday, June 26th, 7 to 9 p.m., Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. For more info, including dates and locations, visit 937thefan.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Green from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.